Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. A Wall Street Journal investigation has uncovered several companies offering student debt management services that are carrying out questionable business practices and have drawn the attention of federal regulators. More on that in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. New data from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index says home price growth continued to decelerate in June. Home prices grew 3.1% in the year ending in June. That's down from a 3.3% annual pace the prior month. And it's a sign that lower mortgage rates are not doing much to boost the housing market that's been slowing for the past year. Now, there are areas of the country where prices are rising at a strong pace and where homes are still affordable. Boise, Idaho, for one, had the fastest annual home price increase in the second quarter at 13.6%, and Grand Rapids, Michigan at 9% came in second. But price gains were much weaker in coastal markets like Seattle, the New York City metro area, and the Southern California coast. And you know how they say every dark cloud has a silver lining? Well, a study from Boston University's School of Medicine indicates that silver lining could add years to your life. Researchers surveyed 69,000 women and 1,400 men to measure the levels of optimism as well as their well-being and their overall health and habits, things like diet, smoking, and alcohol use. The study found that those with the most positive outlooks had 50% to 70% greater odds of reaching 85 years old as compared to the more negative groups. And the biggest optimists also lived 11% to 15% longer. And those numbers held up when demographic data like age, education, chronic diseases, and depression, as well as lifestyle habits like exercise, diet, and alcohol use were added in. Americans are saddled with $1.5 trillion of student debt, and that has created a market for companies promising services that can result in reduced or forgiven debt. And while many companies operate legally, a Wall Street Journal investigation has turned up companies that are scams or make illegal promises. And Wall Street Journal reporter Coulter Jones is here with some details. So, Coulter, one company spotlighted in the story that you, Gene Eaglesham, and Michael Tobin wrote about is Financial Preparation Services. And you discovered that they have used several names and questionable testimonials to attract customers.
Yeah, so what we found with this one particular case is that some of the testimonials or photos that were used appeared on at least 26 total websites. We found more websites with seemingly duplicated testimonials or images.
But they're running 26 websites?
Yeah. Well, we're not positive that they're all running, but they appear to be rip and run, complete remakes of the original. You'll take the image, the testimonial of these three individuals, and it will be duplicated, and a lot of the information will be duplicated. And then that site might go dormant or disappear temporarily, and a new one will set up. And, you know, we'll see where the image is duplicated and maybe just one minor change was made. So like a Mr. Edelman will become Mr. Ederman or something like that. And or the testimonial name will be used, but the image isn't with it. So what you're seeing is a lot of sort of duplication. And if you're a customer who's not familiar with it, you're looking at – this might be like any other sort of Yelp or Google services review that you're looking at where someone's saying this is great service.
In this, your story in the journal, you spoke with a woman from Missouri who discovered her information was altered after she contacted Financial Preparation Services.
Yeah, she'd given some personal details about sort of her situation, and they had altered that information to sort of benefit – sort of their fees and what they were looking at on that. Gene Eaglesham is the one who conducted that interview. And, you know, this woman was like a lot of sort of cases where they took a large fee. She made some complaints about it. And, you know, the company said, sorry, you weren't happy with our services. But this is, you know, very specific information related to that customer.
And some of these fees that companies like Financial Preparation Services and others are charging are pretty significant.
In this particular case, you know, there's a large, what they call document fee up front. You know, it's like $1,000 or more, and then monthly payments that seem small, but over the course of 20 years, it can add up to several thousand dollars. And, you know, a key part of this is that a lot of the services that are supposedly being offered are, you know, in fact, free or should be free through the, you know, federal government's website.
That really jumped out at me that a lot of the services that these companies, whether legitimate or not, are offering are things that consumers can usually get for free.
Right, exactly. And, the federal government you know, things like debt consolidation or anything like that are not things that you need to go with a third-party site on. And what they're offering, you know, the supposed services they're offering are things that are all free and you can do yourself. And as you pointed out, like, not all of these companies are illegitimate necessarily. It's just the services that are being provided aren't, you know, necessarily worthy of the fee you're getting.
And the government has filed civil cases against several companies offering debt relief. Financial services preparation is not one of them. But one thing the government seems to be facing here is just simply the large number of companies promising these services.
Yeah, I think it's really sort of like indicative of the time where you mentioned, you know, we have $1.5 trillion in student loan debt and a lot of sort of people dealing with large student loans. So it's sort of a whack-a-mole situation. There's a lot of these companies that come up, a lot of offering promises. I mean, since this story went out, people have contacted myself as well as Gene. Someone tweeted at me like that very same day they were complaining about some supposed nonprofit that said they're in, you know, working with the federal government. It's not until you read the fine print that they are completely unrelated to the federal government. The services being provided, if they actually do provide them, are free and available. And it's just such a large area of debt and there's so many people dealing with it that it's pretty easy for these companies to pop up and it's harder for federal regulators to clamp down on them.
And for consumers who are looking for some help in debt management, the FTC has specific red flags that borrowers should be aware of before signing on with one of these companies.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of these things might seem obvious or related to other things, but like for starters, if you're getting asked to charge upfront fees, you know, it's illegal for a company to make you pay before they help you at all. So that's one thing. You know, if they're promising fast loan forgiveness, there is no easy solution often. This is something that I didn't know of necessarily, but if they pretend to have official endorsements from the Department of Education or other thing like that, you know, the government doesn't approve of any of these debt relief companies. And, you know, rushing you to sign up, and another key thing is if they're demanding your student loan ID or ask you for power of attorney, this is really key. They try to get you to get control of your debt situation, and they can cut you off from information from the federal government where they're supposedly trying to help you out. So those are some of the key red flags the FTC has mentioned.
Well, it's a great investigation to check out on WSJ.com and the WSJ app. Coulter Jones and Gene Eaglesham on the story, and Coulter's good enough to be here in our studio. Coulter, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.